This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. After tonight's fireworks, it's officially summer, folks. Not the season, you understand, but the feeling. You know, July and August, everything slows down a bit. There are more backyard barbecues and picnics and all that fresh produce to look forward to at the local farmers market. The strawberries at the one near my house yesterday almost inspired me to make strawberry shortcake. Well, almost. Point is, all that farmers market food is grown close to home, which we have been told is the best for our health and for the environment. But commentator Pierre Desrochers says, not really.
In the past few years, we've seen more and more people buy into locavorism. Buying food grown locally instead of imported produce, cereals, and livestock products, locavores tell us, will heal the planet, create jobs, ensure a more reliable and nutritious food supply, and improve physical, spiritual, and societal health. I beg to differ. If taken seriously, locavorism would not only mean lower standards of living and shorter life expectancies, but also increase environmental damage. Think of it this way. Because nobody would bother transporting foodstuff over long distances if it didn't deliver superior outcomes, locavorism can only result in higher prices and less variety. A less varied diet is inevitably less nutritious. Higher prices also leave less money in local pockets to spend on other things, in the process destroying jobs both at home and abroad. Furthermore, foreign food exporters no longer have the means to purchase other goods produced in the locavores community. In addition, producing food in the most suitable locations and delivering it over long distances is actually much greener than growing vegetables or manufacturing dairy products locally. The local operations require energy-guzzling heated greenhouses instead of natural heat and massive amounts of irrigation water rather than abundant rainfall. It is better to grow tomatoes in the Florida sun than in a heated greenhouse in upstate New York. The most preposterous claim of locavores is that their prescription increases food security. Yet, no local food system can ever be completely protected from insects, plant and animal diseases, droughts, floods, earthquakes, and other natural catastrophes. Fortunately, trade liberalization ensures that the surplus of regions with good harvests can be channeled to those with below-average ones. In the long run, good and bad harvests cancel each other out. Locavorism, by contrast, puts all of one's agricultural eggs in one regional basket.
Pierre Desrochers is an associate professor of geography at the University of Toronto. His new book is called The Locavore's Dilemma, in praise of the 10,000-mile diet. Well, let us know what you think of the virtues or not of locally produced food. Just go to our website and click on the link that says Contact.